come picking 20 blocks away. They're playing country music down at Sam's place, from the setting sun until the break of day. There's old Jimmy shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. And I'll meet you tonight at Sam's place.
Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
And a beautiful Saturday morning to all. Welcome to November and Championship Saturday here in Hutchinson and across the state as state volleyball tournaments are wrapping up here today, and we are dialed in on KNZA 103.9 FM. Also appreciate the viewership on the Holton Channel courtesy of MSC Sports. Chance Link, our KNZA producer here today. Brandon Tadman with you from the Hutchinson Sports Arena, where the Holton Wildcats are in the semifinals of the Class 3A State Volleyball Championship Tournament. Their semifinal opponent, the Knights of Wichita Trinity Academy. As we get you caught up on the pool play action from Thursday, the Wildcats, how about it? They went a perfect 3-0 in pool play just a couple of days ago. It started out with a three-set rally and a victory against the Hoisington Cardinals, 20-25, 25-17, and 25-20. They swept Riverton in their next matchup, 25-16 and 25-7, and then they swept Osage City in the finale, 35-33 and 25-19. The Holton Wildcats are under the leadership of head coach Crystal Bontrager, and they're the number three ranked team in the 3A classification, and coming into the semifinals today, their overall record is 37-9. On the other side, their opponent today, it'll be a tough one. The Knights of Wichita Trinity Academy under head coach Caitlin Turner. They're the number four seed in this tournament this year, and they're the number five ranked team according to the Kansas Volleyball Association. They went 2-1 in pool play with a straight set victory against Ellsworth in their opener. It was actually a three set victory, beg your pardon. They lost the first set to Ellsworth 20-25. But came back with a 25-17 and 25-22 victory. They swept Heston in their next matchup, 25-22, 25-17. But they lost to the top seed and number one ranked Silver Lake Eagles. They took the Eagles to the brink, but they were swept 25-27 and 25-27. So the other semifinal, another Big East League squad. We could have an all-Big East League state championship match here today. We'll see how it plays out. As again, we got Trinity and Holton in one side, and Silver Lake and Hoisington, the other semifinal, which will be played to my right. Excited to bring you coverage here on Championship Saturday. We'll step aside for a timeout. More pregame coverage right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Aussie Bakes in downtown Holton, Sue Roberts brings her Australian heritage to every cheesecake, pastry, and sweet treat she makes. Listen to Sue.
This is Sue Roberts. Stop by 119 West 4th Street and try our favorites like cheesecake jars, lemon meringue cheesecake, and Aussie matchsticks. But hurry, they do sell out fast right off the Holton Square. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Aussie Bakes. Baked with love.
Johnsonville has been committed to their people for more than 75 years and proud to be a part of the Holton community. Discover the advantages of joining the Johnsonville family. Visit jobs.johnsonville.com. Johnsonville is growing as one of the largest employers in the Holton area and proud to support student athletes. Brian and Carol at Bell Plumbing are proud to support this broadcast and coverage of local student athletes in the Holton community. Great people offering great service. Contact Brian and Carol at Bell Plumbing in Holton for all of your plumbing needs.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire in Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire in Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting closer to the first serve here in Hutchinson at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. The Class 3A State Volleyball Championship Tournament, the semifinals today. Of course, right here on KNZA and the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. It's the Holton Wildcats and the Wichita Trinity Academy Knights. With the other side, other semifinal matchup, the Silver Lake Eagles and the Hoisington Cardinals. A little bit more background about both of these teams, and let's start with Holton. Again, their third consecutive trip to the state tournament. First time ever in school history that they have made the state tournament in volleyball. Three consecutive years. Of course, the previous 2 years was in the 4A classification. For Holton, their eighth trip to state overall. They had fourth place finishes back in 2004 and 2011. It's been a great season for this Wildcat squad. Again, a record of 37-9. They had a tournament win in the regular season at Sabetha. Played some very challenging tournaments throughout the regular season. Runner-up finishes at Marysville, Wamego, and Rossville. Again, the Knights of Wichita Trinity Academy under head coach Caitlin Turner, number 5 ranked team in the state. They are 30-6 overall, and one of those six losses against 4A qualifier Inclay Center. They beat Heston three times, including their match in pool play on Thursday. Another team that they saw multiple times in the regular season was Ellsworth, who they also beat in pool play on Thursday. They also have a win this season over 2A qualifier in Conway Springs, who I got a chance to see yesterday out a little more west in Dodge City. Again, welcome to our broadcast here today. The player announcements are being made at this time for this Holton Wildcats team under head coach Crystal Bontrager. And Bontrager's done just a load of great work for this Wildcats team. A lot of veteran leadership on that entire coaching staff for the Holton Wildcats. We were talking about it the other day. Again, 90-ish years of experience when you look at the coaches on the sideline of the Holton Wildcats. And I do want to point this out about Wichita Trinity Academy, and how can you not love this story? Obviously, it is with some sadness. The senior class for this Wichita Trinity Academy team, 7 seniors on this roster. We're actually going to pause right now. We got to take a timeout. We'll continue our conversation, get you set for the first serve right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Holton Wildcats are back to the state volleyball tournament for a school record third straight year with some phenomenal defense.
Who else? Rebecca Lassie with the rejection.
And those hustle plays that mean so much.
It's dug up by Dippler. Now chance for Black. Push it back. Oh! And it lands inside the line. Oh, what a point.
And don't forget the Cats. They're always on the attack. Flip shoots it over to Chloe Black. Wow! She got up high for that one. Congratulations, Wildcats, on making school history. From your head coach, Crystal Bontrager, independent agent with Aflac.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
At Holton Dental, we make going to the dentist a breeze, even for kids. Dr. Samantha Reschick and Dr. Trent Roth are amazing with young patients. And Dr. Gilliland has years of experience helping families smile brighter. Gentle care, fun visits, and healthy habits that last a lifetime. Come see what a difference Holton Dental makes. Now accepting new patients. Call today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How about the national anthem being sung here today by five Holton Wildcats? Lily Tanking, Presley Phillips, Briar Page, Emily Ditzler, and Rebecca Lassie. Beautiful stuff as we are set and ready to go for the semifinals here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Thanks for tuning in on KNZA and the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. I'm Brandon Tabman with the play-by-play, and our studio producer on KNZA is Chance Link. Well, here we go. You have Wichita Trinity Academy under head coach Caitlin Turner, a record of 30-6 overall. The four seed in the field here, number five ranked team in the state, Holton Wildcats, under head coach Crystal Bontrager, a record of 37-9, the number three ranked team in the classification. The front line here is we get the starters for this Holton Wildcats team. It'll be Marley Gilliland. It'll be Emily Ditzler. It'll be Tinley Wilson. It'll be Kenley Fluke. The libero is Bailey Catherines and also Chloe Black. They'll be on the near side of the floor, hitting to the far side of the floor, as Wichita Trinity Academy will hit it from far side to near side. Kenley Fluke sends the serve over, and the semifinals here in Hutch is underway. Quick free ball sit back across here. Bailey Catherines now to Chloe Black. Here's Tinley Wilson on the spike. Batted up into the air on the back row here by Wichita Trinity Academy, sent across by Gracelyn Liggett. Tinley Wilson had to readjust her jump. Good rally here for this first point. And from the back row, Chloe Black up to Tinley Wilson, getting it back. The libero there in Ava Deutsch, able to get it across. And Wichita Trinity Academy finally lands the first point. It's Gracelyn Liggett, the 5'11 freshman. And Wichita Trinity Academy is out to a 1-0 advantage. Both these teams rocking black uniform tops. Got Holton with the shaded blue, white numerals and lettering. The all-white numerals and lettering as well on the far side of the floor for Wichita Trinity Academy. And there's the first point there for the Holton Wildcats. Emily Ditzler, the senior. A 1-1 tie here in this opening set. Don't forget, other side of the floor. The other semifinal featuring Silver Lake and Hoisington. First serve opportunity here today for Tinley Wilson. Middle of the floor, swings the right arm through. Batted up into the air by Deutsch. They set it up front net. The lefty spike by Eklund, and she buried one for Wichita Trinity Academy. Krista Eklund, a 5'10 senior, team leader in assists, but she gets a kill right there, and a 2-1 advantage now for Wichita Trinity Academy. And that ball got launched away. It's going to be the libero and Ava Deutsch. A staggered stance. She sends the serve across to Tinley Wilson. Fluke the back set. There's the spike by Ditzler. Emily Ditzler has the first two on the board here for the Wildcats. And we have alternated the first 4 points here in this semifinal. Chance here to serve for Ditzler. Dipped one down, but it's dug up by Olivia Johnson for the Knights. Ditzler on the dig. The front set here by Fluke. And it's put down by Chloe Black. And the Holton Wildcats have their first lead at 3-2 here in set number one. Back to serve Emily Ditzler once again. Holton Wildcats, 37-9. Free ball sent across here by Krista Eklund here for the Knights. Luke sets it middle of the floor. Lassie got stuffed at the rim. And now chasing it down is Wilson. Gilliland has to just push it across on a free ball. Here's a setup here. It's not a good set for the Knights, but scrambling a touch. It's a battle at the net. Lassie put it down. Now the Knights have it back. Here is a tip down, and it's put down by Krista Eklund. We're tied at 3. Krista Eklund has landed a couple of points here early for Wichita Trinity Academy, and we get our first sub into the game here for Holton. It is senior Presley Phillips. So Tenley Wilson, the lone player on this roster who was a key contributor 2 years ago in the first of the three-year stretch of consecutive state tournament bursts, and now back to the net beyond the service line. Wilson able to get it over on a free ball. Here's a battle at the net. Good job by Lassie. Back on the side of the Knights. Here is Jordan Whitfield, who just checked in for Wichita Trinity Academy. Now a chance for Chloe Black. Diving is Deutsch, but the Academy Knights able to get it back. On the back row, Phillips setting it up. Chloe Black, middle left, got a good touch. Deutsch got a hand on it, and the Trinity Academy Knights able to get it back over on a free ball. Here's Fluke, high into the air. Wilson now setting it up for Lassie. She got stuffed, bats around, and a point for the Knights. Dominique Schellinger, a 6-foot senior, with the kill. And Wichita Trinity Academy now, back-to-back points for them. And they have a 4-3 advantage in this opening set. Here is a left-handed serve by Eklund. Phillips, back set by Fluke, leaning to her right. And Gilliland goes right into the net to make it now 5-3 in favor of Wichita Trinity Academy. Three consecutive points here for the Knights. Biggest stretch by either squad here early on in this match. Appreciate everyone hanging with us on KNZA, also on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. State championship semifinals here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Here is Krista Eklund on the serve. Phillips in the back row. Now Fluke pushing it front left. Black gets it over the double team. And Chloe Black gets one on the board for Holton. They're within 5-4. Chloe Black, she's been so good all weekend. As Gilliland comes out and back to serve the sophomore and left-handed Faith Olberding. Silver Lake Hoisington on the other floor in the other semifinal in their first set. They're deadlocked at 7, and that's going to be an ace here for the Wildcats. And we're tied at 5. Faith Olberding. How about the sophomore, who had just 11 aces coming into the state tournament, and she gets one here in the semifinals, as we're now tied at 5 apiece in set number 1. She'll serve it again, middle of the floor, sends it back left corner, popped up by Whitfield. Now a good chance, batted down by Lassie, good defense up front. Another chance here for the Knights, and a good diving save by Emberly Allen, who's also into the game, as Deutsch got a hand on it on the back row. Back to the side for Phillips, running it down. Holton has to get it over on a free ball. Is it out? It is. Chloe Black had a pretty good look, but a little too much heat behind it, and Wichita Trinity Academy now a 6-5 lead in set number 1. Serving far side to near side, 5'9 senior Jordan Whitfield. 7 seniors on this Wichita Trinity Academy roster, and they nearly got an ace, but Tinley Wilson able to get it back over on a free ball. Knights set it up. There's the spike. Batted down by Lassie, but the Knights regather. Now another one hit across, this time bumped up into the air by Briar Page, or correction, that was Olberding. Beg your pardon. Now the Knights reset it, front of the floor, and a couple of bat-arounds there, and it's going to fall down. Too many hits there for the Wildcats. And Wichita Trinity Academy now a 7-5 advantage. So right now you got Amberly Allen, Becca Lassie, Chloe Black, Faith Olberding, Presley Phillips, and Tinley Wilson right now, the 6 on the floor here for the Wildcats. Here's a back set to Chloe Black. She runs on it, just pushes it across with 2 hands. Knights reset it up for Liggett, who gets it across. Good diving save by Olberding. Now Wilson pushes it up to Black, and she shorted it into the net. An 8-5 advantage now for the Knights. Second time here early on in this first set that they have rattled off 3 consecutive points. And their lead is 3 as Whitfield sends it over for the Knights. Chloe Black sets it up for Wilson, and she buries one down into the back right corner. Off the deflection by Deutsch, the libero. And a big one there to get back to within 2. It is 8-6 in favor of the Knights. Number 5 ranked team, Wichita Trinity Academy. Number 3 ranked team in the state in the Holton Wildcats. And how about it? Another ace for the Cats. They're within 8-7. Boy, the service line going to be so crucial for both of these teams here today. Chloe Black, the sophomore, sends it across. Deutsch pushing to the front of the net. There's the back set for the Knights. And there's the spike, and it's sent too long. A miss hit by Schellinger. And 3 consecutive Wildcat points were deadlocked at 8 apiece. Speaking of deadlock, it's also 11-11 on the other floor with Silver Lake and Hoisington. Now the Knights scrambling a little bit as Black nearly got another ace, but now it's back here to Presley Phillips. There's the set by Overding. Tinley Wilson. Good save by Deutsch. My goodness, kept that one alive. And now Wilson here on the dig. Overding sets it up for Black on the back row, and she got it across. Boy, Deutsch is all over the place on that back line right now for the Knights. Now we get a whistle, and a lift is going to be called against the Knights. And four consecutive Holton points, and they have a 9-8 set one lead. Another opportunity for Chloe Black, the sophomore. Sends it back middle. Deutsch on the dig. Here's the set by Eklund. There's the spike, and there's the kill. Bump set, spike. It's all traditional. And Schellinger, the kill for the Knights. And now we're deadlocked at 9 apiece. Back and forth we go between these two heavyweights. Serve far side to near side. It is Schellinger. Phillips from the back row. Now Overding up to Wilson. Not much behind the spike. Academy played it well with Whitfield. And now a spike sent across by Liggett. Now back for Holton. Here's Lassie leaning to her left, and she got it to go. Becca Lassie up front. And just like that, another lead change. It's 10-9 in favor of Holton. Third consecutive trip to state here for the Wildcats. Each of the last two in the 4A classification, they were unable to make it out of pool play. Here's the dig by Whitfield. Here's the set. There's the spike. Chloe Black played it well. Here is a setup by Overding, Tinley Wilson, but right to Deutsch. Deutsch now gets it back to Liggett, who puts down a spike. Overding got her hands on it. Another look front left, Tinley Wilson. She gets it over, not much behind it. Here's a set middle of the floor, off the deflection, and a point for the Knights. That one put down by Audrey Smith, a 6'3 senior. And once again, another tie. It is 10-10 here in set one. Far side of the floor, this is Grace Barrett, a 5'6 senior now serving it up for the Knights. A 10-10 tie here in this opening set. State semifinals in the 3A classification. Here's Ditzler at the net, just came back in. Now Deutsch back to the net, gets it back over on a free ball. Here's the front set here by Overding. Wilson spike rejected, chasing it down. Going to get there in time as Chloe Black, and the Knights retake the lead at 11-10. Far side of the floor once again. Grace Barrett to serve here for the Knights. Both teams rocking majority black jerseys. A little bit of shade of white throughout both. Got the blue in for the Wildcats as well. Tinley Wilson just on a free ball. Gets it over and found an opening. How about it? Tinley Wilson has tied it up here at 11 in set number one. Thanks again, Chance Lincoln Studio. Brandon Tabman here with the play-by-play. Class 3A State Volleyball Championship Tournament semifinal action. Tied up at 11 here in this opening set. The Knights and the Wildcats. Knights set it up. There's the spike by Smith. Wilson down on her right knee to get that one over to Gilliland, who gets it back across. Now the Knights with the back set. Here's the spike. There's the kill. Nicely played by Krista Eklund. Swung through with the left hand, and the Knights retake the lead. It's 12-11. Back and forth we go. A ton of ties. Multiple lead changes here as we're approaching basically the halfway point here in this opening set. Silver Lake's taking an 18-14 lead on Hoisington, forcing the Cardinals to call a timeout on the other floor. Here's a battle at the top of the net, and it's one down by the Knights. Another good one there by Audrey Smith, and the lead to two now for the Knights. It is 13-11. A 4-1 run right now for the Knights. As Grace Lynn Liggett, a 5'11 freshman now with the right hand, serving to the near side of the floor. She nearly got an ace, but Chloe Black saved it back to Wilson, who shoves it across, two hands on a free ball. Middle of the floor for the Knights. Deutsch setting it up for Eklund. Push back to the side of the Knights, and it's popped up by Barrett. Sent back over. Reaching out is Catherine's to keep it alive. Wilson, middle left, puts it down, but she mishit it. 14-11, Wichita Trinity Academy in front. It's now a 5-1 run, and the Wildcats need to talk it over. It's a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well for 30 seconds. 14-11, Wichita Trinity Academy. You're listening to coverage of the Class 3A State Volleyball Championship Tournament here on KNZA.
This is Daniel with Jackson Farmers, wanting to remind you that harvest season is here. With harvest come safety recommendations for the road. Watch out for farmers and trucks. farmers and operators will be driving slower than normal this time of year. We encourage you to be considerate and share the road, as these are the farmers helping provide food for you and your family. Jackson Farmers also reminds you to keep your eyes on the road, as deer will be moving with the weather changes and working the fields. Jackson Farmers, caring for you since 1918 in Lancaster, Effingham, Meriden, and Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Link, our studio producer on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tadman with you from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Class 3A State Volleyball Championship Tournament semifinal action today. And the first timeout called for the Holton Wildcats. As right now, the Knights have a run of 5 of the last 6 going their way and 6 of the last 8. The Knights leading the Wildcats here in this opening set, 14-11. Far side of the floor, Liggett goes into the net, and it's a service error to give the Cats one. They break serve out of the timeout. 14-12, our score. Cats down 2. They get the serve back. And it will be number 21 on the jersey. That is Tenley Wilson. Wilson leaves the feet, sends it across with good pace behind it. Now a tip down at the net by Chloe Black. It's back on the side of the Wildcats. Here's a back set by Fluke, middle of the floor, and it's hit hard by Tinley Wilson, and scrambling, tap down, Emily Ditzler with the stuff. 14-13, catch back to within one. Tinley Wilson again to serve, back-to-back points out of the timeout for the Wildcats. Far side of the floor, Barrett had it deflected. It's a battle at the net, tipped up on the side of the Knights. They push it far side to near side. Here's Tinley Wilson. Here's Fluke on the set. Chloe Black rejected at the net by the double team of the Knights. Here is Ditzler now with the tap down. Knights played it well. A couple of bodies hit the floor for the Knights, but they scramble and get it back over on a free ball. Here's Wilson, back set by Fluke. Gilliland, the one-handed tap. A couple of bodies for the Knights running at it. They got to get it back over, and they do so. Good rally here. Here's Fluke, far side set. Here's the spike by Black, and she air-mailed it too strong. Boy, it was scramble mode on multiple hits there for Wichita Trinity Academy, but ultimately they get the point, and it is now 15-13 Knights here in set number one. Far side of the floor, staggered stands for Ava Deutsch, a 5'7 senior libero in the white uniform top for the Knights. Here's Wilson on the receiving end, up to Fluke. Here's the set, Chloe Black. Yes, you better believe it! Chloe Black, emphatic on the stuff. Bump set, spike, all traditional. 15-14, Cats within one. Here's the serve, chance to tie it up here for the Wildcats. They cannot do so. That's a kill for the Knights. Well played. ...16-14 in favor of the Knights. Far side of the floor to the near side of the floor. Here is the receiving end by Phillips. Now the Knights get it back. Here's the rejected spot there for Holton. They push it back across on a freebie by Black. We lost the scoreboard on the channel, so stick with us here. We'll keep you posted. Try to get that back up as soon as possible. Here's Deutsch. Here is the spike. Batted around by Holton. A back set by Fluke. Leaning back, Gilliland able to get it across. 16-14 Knights here in this opening set. Good defense by the Wildcats up front, but it lands over the line and out of play, and it's now 17-14 in favor of the Knights. So they get it back to within three, or they get their lead back up to three. And it is 17-14 in favor of the Knights. And now they get one down. Was that Marley Gilliland? No, beg your pardon. It was Rebecca Lassie who got that one, 17-15. Got to keep it back. Let's see if the Wildcats can have a strong run here to end this opening set. Multiple ties, multiple lead changes here. Now serving is Faith Olberding. 17-15 Knights, opening set. Semifinals here at the state tournament in the 3A classification. Here's a left-handed spike, but right to Wilson. Here's the setup by Olberding. Here's the Chloe Black spike, and got it through the double team up front. Chloe Black with another. Back-to-back points for the Cats. They're within one. 17-16 our score. Update on the other semifinal, Silver Lake 22, Hoisington 20, as they're wrapping up their first set to our right. Both these semifinals close here in the opening set. There's a huge spike and a huge kill for the Knights. Goodness me, a challenger with a big-time kill shot to make it 18-16. Far side of the floor, serving it to the near side, Ava Deutsch. Or correction, that was Jordan Whitfield. Beg your pardon for the Knights. Oh, no, scramble mode here. It's going to be an ace. Cats couldn't handle off the first hit, and it's 19-16 in favor of the Knights. Coming down the home stretch here in set number one. Remember, pool play on Thursday in the first match against Hoisington. Holton lost their first set, but did not lose a set the rest of the day. Here's a good set, good defense, battered around on the side of Holton. Somehow Lassie got it over, but just barely out for the Knights' points. Three consecutive points for Wichita Trinity Academy, and they're up 20-16 now here in this opening set. Largest lead for either side here at four. The Cats have a spurt. Here's Lassie, little finesse. Knights played it well, popped up by Eklund. Back set here for Liggett. She hit it off the top of the net and got the kind touch for the tally. And it's 21-16 Knights. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well. Do the Cats have a run in them here in set number one? We'll find out after a 30-second timeout here on KNZA.
Hello, this is Mark Ashelman.
This is Dylan Ashelman.
Together, we are Ashelman Construction. This year marks our 31st year in business, and we want to sincerely thank our loyal customers and dedicated subcontractors for their continued support.
At Ashelman Construction, we take pride in building more than just houses. We build places families are proud to call home.
We are proud supporters of our community, our schools, and our students.
When the time is right, remember the right builder to call.
We are Ashelman Construction.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Wichita Trinity Academy Knights are on a run here late in set number one. Holton trailing the Knights 21-16 as Holton coach Crystal Bontrager had to burn her last time out. As again right now it's a stretch of four consecutive Knights points, and they're on a 6-2 run and a 7-3 run over the last few minutes and change. So the Cats having to rally here. In this opening set, Silver Lake did win their first set against Hoisington, 25-22. Here's a back set over to Chloe Black. She put it down. Deutsch leaning to her right, saved it for the Knights. Now a spike and a kill once again by Grace Lynn Liggett. And the Knights extend out of the timeout. It's 22-16. Far side of the floor, Jordan Whitfield to serve it. Gets it to the back row, nearly got an ace. Here's a set for Lassie. She puts it down, got it off the block. A reset here over to Emberly Allen, who put it down. Boy, the back line right now for the Knights have been so good here over the last few points. Here's a chance for Chloe Black off the double team. Tipped into the air, and the Knights have it. Here's Deutsch, sets it up middle of the floor. Sent back over to Tinley Wilson on the back row. Another set up for Chloe Black. Didn't get much behind it. Batted up into the air by Eklund. Deutsch, a long back set and miss hit on the spike and a point for the Cats. Liggett missed on the jump, and that's a desperately needed Wildcat point. The Knights' lead is 22-17. Can Chloe Black behind the service line go on a run? We'll see. Off to Deutsch, to the front. There's a back set, defended well, batted around. It's going to land into the seats, and good defense by Becca Lassie and also Tinley Wilson. Back-to-back points here for Holton. They're within 22-18. No timeouts left for Holton here in this first set. Another serve. Here it is at the net. Good job by Oberdin. Got her hands into the air. Back set by Black. Here's Wilson on the spike, but right to Deutsch. Back right. Here's a front set here for the Knights. And that one is just a bit too strong. The Knights wanted a touch on that back row. They did not get the call. And three consecutive Wildcat points. And they're within 22-19, and the Knights call a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Dr. Lassie with Holton Direct Care. Not a member? You can still book low-cost outpatient procedures, vasectomy, lesion removal, stitches, and more without the insurance hassle. Many plans won't cover anyway. Call 785-DOCTORS or visit HoltonDirectCare.com.
Charles Cafe, voted the best family eatery in Northeast Kansas. Try their amazing salad bar, daily specials, and homemade pies. Now serving Sunday brunch, event space also available. Follow the trail to Charles Cafe on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Wildcats trying to rally here in this opening set. They have scored three consecutive points, forcing Wichita Trinity to burn their first time out. But the Knights have a 22-19 advantage on Holton. Thanks again, Chance Link, Brandon Tebbin with you. Viewership on the Holton channel, nothing but high praise all week long. We appreciate it very much. Also, our listeners dialed in on KNZA. So out of the timeout, can the Cats keep it rolling? There's the serve by Black. Knight set it up middle of the floor, a left-handed heave to keep it alive, and somehow Tinley Wilson got a touch off the deflection of Deutsch, and it's going to be another catch point. Four consecutive for Holton, and it's 22-20 in favor of the Knights. Chloe Black again to serve, sending it across. Here's Deutsch. She pushes it to the front of the net. There's the front set. There's the spike. Catherine's with an incredible dig. And from the back row, Chloe Black got it across. And now the Knights are going to reset. Deutsch high into the air. Middle of the floor. Sent across to a left knee. It's Chloe Black. Now Tinley Wilson on the spike. Another incredible dig by Deutsch. Knights have a chance. They put it down. A right dive. And a save by Chloe Black. Tinley Wilson. Another dig by Deutsch. Incredible. Here's the setup for Liggett. She puts it down. Incredible. Chloe Black up to Wilson. Push across. And now the Knights reset. 22-20 Knights here in this opening set. Liggett batted down. And the points for the Knights. What a rally. Lassie had a chance right at the net on the defense. But could not get it back over. And it's 23-20 in favor of the Knights here in this opening set. Here is the serve. It's a near ace. But Lassie gets it up into the air. Wilson spikes it down. But putting it back up is Schellinger. Pushing it front side to Liggett. Her spike right to Black. Pushed over by Olberding. And then a miss hit by Wilson into the net. And it's now set point here for the Knights at 24-20. Knight fans on their feet. Far side of the floor. It's Schellinger to serve. A quick sub onto the floor here for Von Traeger and the Wildcats. Breyer Page back in. Here we go. Cats need to put together a little bit of a rally to force a little bit extra time. Knights can end it right here. They set it up front middle, but Tinley Wilson going to get it back from Olberding. And yes, Tinley Wilson with a big one there. 24-21. Cats trailing now by three. It's still set point for Wichita Trinity Academy. Knights still have one timeout. Ditzler back in on the front row as Bailey Catherines will serve it. Has to be precise on this serve. It is, well, boy, it was going to be long, but Academy saved it anyways. Back to the side of Holton. Here's the front set for Tinley Wilson on the spike. Tipped into the air, and down it goes. Tinley Wilson able to get another one. 24-22. Cats still hanging around, yet still set point here for the Knights. Got to be precise again. Catherine's on the serve. Over to Deutsch. Gets it in the air. Here's the set. Here's the tap down. And it's miss hit up front by Audrey Smith. 24-23. Cats need one more here to force a little bit of extra time. Knights are squandering multiple set points here, but the Cats still need this one. 24-23, Wichita Trinity Academy. They set up. It's tapped down. Catherine's into the air. Pushed. Wilson, far side of the floor, but right to Deutsch. Here's the front set. There's the spike. Tip. Batted around. Cats need to get it across. They cannot do so. And that is the end of set number one. So the Knights hold on. 25-23. And take the opening set here in the semifinals against the Holton Wildcats. We step aside for a two-minute timeout. Set to action. It's a must-win for the Cats. And we're back right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Cecil K's Hometown Market, right off Highway 75 in Holton, your needs are their priorities. Whether it's fresh deli meat cut every single day, or your locally farm-raised beef, to a gallon of milk, or the unique things in aisle 2. This week's specials, good through Tuesday, November 4th. Chicken breasts, $2.99 a pound. Pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Kansas City strip steak, $11.99 a pound. spare ribs $2.49 a pound, and red grapes $1.49 a pound. Cecil K's Hometown Market encourages you to shop local.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit Morton Building.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. I'm Brandon Tabman, Chance Lake, our studio producer on KNCA. Set one here in the semifinals went the way of the Knights of Wichita Trinity Academy. It was a 25-23 Knights win in set number one. It was back and forth early. At one point, we were tied 11 apiece. But after that point, Wichita Trinity Academy went on an 11-5 run, which forced Holton to call a timeout. And the Knights had squandered multiple set point opportunities after they got up 24-20. Cats rattled off three straight. They needed one more to force a little bit of extra time. They could not do so. A scramble on the back line. Too many hits on that final point, and the Knights are now one win away in this set from a trip to the state championship match. So now it's a must-win here for Holton in set number two. Substitutions getting set. The libero back on the floor here for Wichita Trinity Academy in Ava Deutsch, who is so good on that back line. The amount of digs and points that she saved for her squad was certainly a key factor. As Lassie runs out, again, the rotation's being set. Bailey Caprins in the gray libero jersey for the Holton Wildcats with the blue numeral 7. The Knights will have the first serve here in set number 2. It's a must-win here for the Cats. Here we go. Here's the back set by Fluke. Tenley Wilson off the deflection, and the Cats get on the board first. Tenley Wilson gonna have to stay hot here. She's been so good all weekend. Now she'll go back beyond the service line here for the Cats. They take a 1-0 lead here in a must-win set number 2. There's the serve across. Liggett into the air. There's the spike, and there's the point. Nicely played by Audrey Smith for the Knights to tie it at 1 apiece. So strategic on all fronts when you get this late into the season, when the matches are so magnified. A 1-1 tie here in set number 2. Here's the serve by Olivia Johnson for the Knights. Here's the setup by Fluke. Chloe Black, the late jump. Another good dig by Deutsch on the Knights side. Here's a back set and spike. And a kill for the Knights. That one was Krista Eklund to make it 2-1 Wichita Trinity Academy. So they have rattled off back-to-back points here after the Cats got the first tally here in set 2. Johnson, another serve. Here is Catherine's. Fluke gets it middle of the floor. Now Black pushing across, but Barrett able to keep it alive. And now a free ball away from the line is able to get back over for the Knights. Another setup by Fluke. It wasn't a good one as Black had to adjust and get it back over. Here's another setup for Eklund and another kill for Krista Eklund. And now Wichita Trinity Academy out to a 3-1 advantage here in set number 2. The Knights won the first set 25-23. So the Cats need to win this one keep their hopes to the title match alive. Here's a setup for Black, and she buried it, but Deutsch able to get it in the air, and now a free ball sent back over by the Knights, and that's going to somehow be a Wichita Trinity Academy point. What a scramble again, the dig by Deutsch on the back line. Really the difference for the Knights getting that point, and they've rattled off four straight to take a 4-1 lead. Another serve by Johnson. Catherine's on the dig. Here's the set for Gilliland. She puts it down. Back row by Johnson. Kept it alive. Now Eklund gets it across with the left hand. Good job by Fluke. She runs away from it. Now Wilson over to Black and a free ball sent across. Deutsch, here's the set. There's the tap down. What a save by Black. Now Fluke to Wilson on the back line. She gets it over to Deutsch. Back and forth we go here. 4-1 in favor of the Knights here. And now it's going to be 5-1. Fluke diving to her left. Could not get there. And five consecutive points now for the Knights, and they lead it 5-1 here in set number two. Knights took the first set, 25-23. Here is the serve by Olivia Johnson, and it's into the net, and the Cats needed that one. Get her off that service line, and it's now 5-2. Emily Ditzler back to serve. Rotational piece for the state tournament team last year. Obviously a heavy piece here in 2025. Here's the set. Fluke on a great dig. Over to Wilson. Pushing it up front left. There's the spike, and Chloe Black with a big kill. Back-to-back points for the Cats. They're within 5-3. Here's the serve again by Ditzler. Back-to-back Cats points. They're within 2 here early in the set. Good save by Black. And Gilliland able to get it back to Ditzler, who gets it over on a free ball from the back line. Here's a back set to Eklund! Rejected at the rack by Black and Lassie! Three consecutive points for the Cats. They're within 5-4 here in a must-win at set number two. Another serve here across for Ditzler. Deutsch again on the attack. Not a great set, and now a scramble on the back row. And maybe some miscommunication for Wilson and company. It's going to be a point for the Knights. 6-4, they lead it here in set number two. Knights won the first set 25-23. It was only the second lost set in this tournament for the Wildcats. Wildcats ranked number 3 in the state. The Knights are number 5 in the state. Here's the setup for Lassie, middle of the floor. She's stuffed for the... deflection gets back to Fluke. Here's Black, but right to Deutsch. Knights are going to reset. Wasn't a good set. Eklund taps it down. Good save there by Gilliland to keep it alive. And now push back over there by Chloe Black, battling it around. Too many hits for the Knights. 6-5. Cats within one. They're on a 4-1 run. Silver Lake trying to punch their ticket to the state title match. They won their first set against Hoisington, and that second set deadlocked at 16-all. Here is the serve now for the sophomore, Faith Olberding, the lefty, swinging the arm through, grazed the top of the net, but it got over. Knights set it up. Here's the spike. Wilson batted around, sent back over. Great play by Olberding. Knights want to try it again. There's the right side set. Another good play by Wilson. Olberding, middle left, sent over by Chloe Black with the right hand. Here's a back set for the Knights. Another good punch there by Wilson. Olberding, front left. There's Black getting it across. Not much with it. Knights have another reset here. There's the spike by Whitfield. And finally, third time's a charm for Jordan Whitfield. 7-5 Knights here in set number two. A must-win for the Cats. Wilson just kicks the ball back over. Rolls it over to the server now. Krista Eklund for the Knights. 7-5, Wichita Trinity Academy here in this second set. And miscommunication on the back line, that's an error. Phillips and also Wilson were both going for it off the serve. And a tiny little collision there, and it's now 8-5. A little 3-1 spurt here on the side of the Knights. Here is Krista Eklund. Just like Faith Olberding, she's a lefty as well. Wilson pushing it front right. Here's Black off the deflection. Another good dig by Deutsch for the Knights. Good set up front. Good hands there by Phillips. And now back to Wilson, who puts down a heavy spike that gets in front of that back line. 8-6. Cats back to within two. From that back middle row, incredible pinpoint placement there for the kill. Here is Chloe Black, now an opportunity to serve for Holton. Down two here early and set two. It's 8-6 Knights. Here's the setup for the Knights. There's the spike, and it's going to be way too long. A miss hit there by Sloan Carey. Haven't called her name much here for the Knights. Back-to-back points for the Cats. They're within one here in set two. It is 8-7. Here's the serve back to Deutsch. She gets a good set to the front of the net. There's the spike by Whitfield, and a great save by Black. And now a free ball sent across by Wilson. Knights are pushing now. Front of the net. Whitfield spike tipped up by Lassie, and now sent back. Here's a spike attempt by Wilson. She has to push it back over on the deflection. Knights are in scramble mode a little bit, and they hit it one too many times, and down it goes for the Cats. Boy, it looked like Wichita Trinity Academy had an opportunity there. Instead, we're tied 8-8 here in set two. Must win here for the Cats after losing the first set to the Knights 25-23. Here is a little finesse tap down there. Couple of bat arounds, too many hits for the Cats. And a nicely played ball by Schellinger for Wichita Trinity Academy. And they retake the lead. It is now 9-8. Back to serve here for Wichita Trinity Academy. It is Jordan Whitfield, 5'9 senior. Sends it to the back row. Phillips, Olberding, far set. There's the spike. And down it goes for Tenley Wilson. Fought it through that double team. We're deadlocked at 9-9. Kind of a similar feel early on in set two here as we had in set one. Just strictly back and forth. And set one, it was an 11-11 tie at one point, but the Knights went on 11-5 run and were able to hold on and win it 25-23. And a scramble here, and somehow a diving save by Catherine's. Oh my goodness! Here's the tip for the Knights. Another good tip. Black gets it in the air. Wilson, can she finish? Here's the hit. Is it out of play? Oh! Bailey Catherine's leading the charge with an incredible save. And Holton takes the lead. It is 10-9 here in set number two. My, oh my, if you could see that one on the channel. Holton has the lead, 10-9. Here's the spike, and there's the kill. We're tied at 10. Well played by Schellinger. Back and forth we go. Must win for the Cats here in the semifinals. They dropped that opening set, 25-23. These two teams so evenly matched. Here's the left-handed serve by Schellinger. Now scramble mode here, and down it goes. That's a point for the Knights. An awkward hit off the serve, and back-to-back Knight points have given them the lead back. It is 11-10. Silver Lake up 20-19 and set two on Hoisington, trying to sweep and get to the title match. Again, we could have an all-Big East League championship match here in Hutch, but the Cats are going to have to rally, and that's not a good start as Audrey Smith buried one into the back corner. And a timeout for Holton. It is 12-10 Knights here in set number two. A timeout on the floor. We step aside as well. 30 seconds in variety. Back after this here on KNZA.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA and the Holton Channel. Chance Link, our KNZA studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman here from the Hutchinson Sports Arena, where the Holton Wildcats in the Class 3A Volleyball Tournament semifinals are down 1-0 in sets to Wichita Trinity Academy, and now trail here in set 2, 12-10. Holton burned the timeout. Here's the serve. Here's Catherine's. It went in the wrong direction. A little bit of a scramble, but Chloe Black able to get it over on a free ball. Knight set it up. There's the spike. Catherine's off the deflection. Chloe Black, are you kidding me? Gets it back up front to Ditzler. Can the Cats able to get this one back? We'll see. Another good dig by Black on the back row. Here's the setup by Olberding. It wasn't good. And pushed across. Tenley Wilson found the opening in the back corner. It's 12-11. Big time save there once again. This back row emphatic on the movement. Here's Kinley Flute back in. She'll serve. 12-11. Cats are down one. Here's the serve. She sends it across. Here's the setup by the Knights. There's the spike into the net. A miss hit by Liggett. Back-to-back points for Holton. We're deadlocked again. It's 12 apiece. Silver Lake just took a 23-20 set two lead on Hoisington. They're trying to punch their ticket to the championship match. Can Holton rally here? It's 2-2, or 12-12, beg your pardon here, in set number two. On the side of the Knights, a long, high set tapped across the Fluke. Black, long set, front left, pushed over by Wilson, but a nice save by Liggett. And now a tap over, hit up into the air by Catherine's. Fluke from the back row gets it across. Here's the setup for the Knights. Liggett gets the spike, left-handed reach out, save. Now Fluke, back to the net, she gets it back over. Here is Whitfield, and down it goes! Miscommunication on the front line! 13-12, Cats take the lead! Three consecutive points for the Cats out of the timeout. Can they create a little bit of separation? Fluke with a great line drive serve, but the Knights played it well. Here's Liggett on the spike. Liggett's with the kill. Good placement between the back row there, and it's a 13-13 tie here in set number two. It is a must-win for Holton. They almost made a furious rally late in set one, but ultimately the Knights, a 25-23 set one win. And right now, set two, we're deadlocked at 13-all. Baker's dozen apiece. Here's Fluke. Setting it straight up for Ditzler. Puts it down. Another good dig by Deutsch. She's been so good for the Knights here on that back row in the white libero jersey. Here's Fluke, middle of the floor. Another setup for Ditzler off the top of the net. Scramble up front. Is that one in? Oh, goodness, it is. What a point. What a save by Grace Lynn Liggett. And the Knights retake the lead. It is 14-13. One of those scenarios where you thought it was going to be out and it just barely just had a fingernails worth on the line and a point for the Knights. Here's Fluke, back set. Wilson, not a good one, leaning to her left. Offended well here up front by the Knights. And Wilson able to push it across. Knights reset. There's the spike. Black got a hand on it. It is very high into the air. Chase back middle of the floor. And it's back over by Ditzler. What a save and what a finish. Marley Gilliland was dang near the next court to our right. She saved it back in and Ditzler found an opening. 14-14 tie, a must-win set two for the Wildcats. Silver Lake's up 24-23 on Hoisington. If they get the next point, they'll be in the title match. And that one's into the net here on this side. A miss hit by Liggett, and it's 15-14 Holton. Here is the serve by Tinley Wilson. Sends it over way too much. It is long. A service error by Tinley Wilson. And we're deadlocked at 15-15. The intensity is rising on both courts. Silver Lake Hoisington 24-24 in their second set. Cardinals need to win that one to force a winner-take-all set three. Here's a setup by Fluke. Tap down by Ditzler! 16-15 Cats. Ditzler's made a couple of nice plays here late, or I should say middle portion of this second set. Here is the serve by Ditzler. Again, mentioning making a couple of nice plays here back-to-back. Here's the set defended well, and it's down for the point. The spike there by Jordan Whitfield. Back and forth we go. It is 16-16, and it is official. Silver Lake has just beat Hoisington 25-22, 26-24. So the Silver Lake Eagles out of the Big East are on to the championship match. Can Holton join them and make it an all Big East League championship? We'll see. But that's going to be an ace by the Knights. Goodness me. 17-16, they retake the lead. Back-to-back points for them. Beyond that service line again, Deutsch. If the Knights win it, Ava Deutsch might be their MVP. The libero sends it over. Phillips gets it into the air. Fluke, there's the set, leaning back. Lassie, able to get one in, find an opening there. 17-17 tie here in set number two. A must-win for the Cats after they drop the opening set, 25-23. Oh, my goodness. Here is Faith Holberding. Middle of the floor, the lefty sends it up, sends it across. Good pace. Knights push it front of the net. Here's the spike attempt by Schellinger. Got rejected right back in her face, and now Eklund got a look, and she got one to go. Diving to her right to save it was Briar Page. Just couldn't get there in time. And the Knights take an 18-17 lead here in set number two. Far side of the floor. It's going to be Eklund to serve, who just got that point. Staggered stance, sends it over with the left hand. Not a good hit. Scrambling here and getting it back over is Chloe Black for Holton. Here's a front set for the Knights. Right to Tinley Wilson. Here's Olberding on the set. Chloe Black the spike. Deutsch got it into the air for the Knights. Here is the set, front of the net, tapped down off the deflection. We get a whistle, and a lift is going to be called against the Knights. Haven't had a ton of errors on either side. It's been fairly clean. 18-18 tie here in set two, a must-win for Holton. Here's Chloe Black with the right-handed swing. Sends it on over to Deutsch. Puts it front middle. Here's the back set to the right. Off the deflection. Lassie for Holton. Here's the set. Tinley Wilson off the deflection. Batted around. Is that ball back over? Oh, my goodness. Chloe Black, what a save. Right at the top of the net. Lassie has a look, and she put it down! And the Wildcats take a 19-18 lead. Becca Lassie, do you believe? Oh, my goodness. 19-18 Holton in a must-win set two. Here's the black serve. Deutsch to the front. Here's the set. There's the tap. Lassie pushing it right back across. We play a little pinball here. But on the side of the Knights, here's their spike rejected by Lassie. They get it off the deflection. Knights, another reset. There's the tap. Diving, saving, getting it back over. Deutsch, a reset. Front middle. There's the spike. A high arcing dig off the net, and it's a point for the Knights. It was hit so hard by Black trying to dig that spike off the back row, and it ultimately landed on the left pole above the net, and it's 19-19 here in set two. It has been oh so tight between these two, but again, the Cats need it. Here's Wilson getting it across and off the deflection, gets the point. 20-19, Holton. Here is now Bailey Catherines, the senior libero, to serve it up. 20-19, Holton, a must-win set two for them. And off a deflection, hits around, it's an ace for Catherines. 21-19, Holton, and a timeout by the Knights. And a must-win here for Holton. They lead it 21-19 in set number two. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jet's Pizza on the southwest corner of the Holton Square for pizza, sandwiches, salads, original specials, and more. Open Monday through Saturday for lunch and supper. Dine in or carry out. Ask for the monthly special at Jet's Pizza, downtown Holton.
Steve and Diane Catherine's Farms Incorporated. Contact them at 364-7012 for all hauling, dozer work, and dump truck services. A 1974 graduate of Holton High School, Steve Catherine's and his wife Diane, proud to support Holton High School athletics.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hold on to your hats, grab your seats, not even sure, keep your hats on. Things are getting dicey here in Hutchinson. Brandon Tabin and Chance Link, our studio producer, and what is a must-win set two for the Holton Wildcats. They have forced Wichita Trinity Academy to burn a timeout as Holton's lead here in this must-win set two is 21-19. Fresh off an ace, Bailey Catherine's back to serve it up. And swings the right arm through, and here we go. 21-19, Holton in set two. Here's the back set for Schellinger, and she buried it. Past the diving reach of Chloe Black, and the Holton lead is one at 21-20. So the Knights did what they needed to do out of the timeout, and that was break serve. The Cats lead it by one. Silver Lake awaits the winner in the championship. Here's Chloe Black on the receiving end of the night serve. Tinley Wilson on the spike off the deflection, put up into the air by Whitfield. And now a chance here for Liggett. Chloe Black got a hand on it and a scramble mode, and that's going to be well out of play. And the Knights have tied it at 21-21. They have scored back-to-back points out of the timeout. My goodness. 21-21, set to tie. Cats need it to keep their hopes for a championship berth alive. Spinning it and firing is Schellinger. Here are the Cats. They push it to Tinley Wilson. There's her spike off a beautiful diving save by Whitfield. And now sent back over to the side of Holton. Here's Black setting up Tinley Wilson. Rejected out of play, and Holton takes the lead. 22-21 Cats here in set two. Couple of subs in on the floor. Kenley Fluke in to serve. Marley Gilliland will come in, replacing Faith Olberding, joining Tinley Wilson and Emily Ditzler on the front line. Chloe Black, Bailey Catherine's also on the back row here with Fluke. 22-21 Cats here, must win set two. Here is the serve by Fluke, dips it down. Whitfield gets it in the air. Here's the set, here's the spike. Diving save, Fluke chasing, gets it back to Ditzler up front, and she gets it over on a free ball. Here's a setup for the Knights, middle of the floor, right to Fluke. Black, front left, here's Wilson, put it down. Deutsch, though, getting it into the air. And the Knights on a free ball, they got to get it over, they do. Here's Wilson, back set by Fluke. Gilliland through the double team, scrambling once again. Ball hits the floor! 23-21, Holton! Oh, ho, 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 Kenley Fluke, can she close it out with back-to-back points? Can we force a set number three? It's off the top of the net, but played well by Jordan Whitfield, and then that one's put down by Audrey Smith to make it 23-22 Cats. This is a must-win set two for Holton. They dropped the opening set to the Knights, 25-23. This one has been oh so tight the entire way. But the Cats need to hold on here. 23-22, they lead it. Here's the serve by Barrett. Catherine's, Fluke will back set it. Tinley Wilson charged on it, pushed it over with two hands. Now Deutsch setting it up high for the spike, and that one is put down, and we're tied by Krista Eklund. It is 23-23, and Holton wants to talk it over. Back-to-back points for the Knights. Don't go anywhere. Quick 30, back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Community Hospital is a proud sponsor of the state volleyball championship coverage. Our Holton Lady Wildcats are out on the court giving it their all, and we're cheering right along with you. Every serve, every dig, every point shows the power of teamwork, determination, and true hometown heart. From all of us at the Holton Community Hospital, we're proud of you, Wildcats. Keep that energy high and finish strong. We are Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, it doesn't get much tighter than this, and what is a must-win set two for the Holton Wildcats. It is 23-23 out of the timeout. The serve on the side of Wichita Trinity Academy. Cats just had a 23-21 lead, but back-to-back points for the Knights. They won the first set over Holton 25-23, and now we're deadlocked at 23-23 in set two. Here we go. Here's Fluke, back setting. Tinley Wilson on the spike, tipped in the air, good defense. Now the Knights reset. There's the spike, tipped into the air, batted around, and pushed over by Gilliland. Needed to have it. Here's another set, tapped the top of the net. Gilliland now pushing it over. Black, Wilson, Deutsch, diving, saving. Knights have to get it over, off the top of the net, deflected to Gilliland. Now Wilson pushing it over with two hands. Again, we're tied at 23 here in set two. There's the spike. There's the deflection. It is high into the air. It's a free ball sent across by the Knights. Here's Black. Here's Fluke. Front set. Wilson on the spike. Deutsch again, an incredible dig. Now the Knights have a chance. And that one is too long. It's set point here for the Wildcats. 24-23. Holton. Holton fans on their feet. They need this point right here to force set number three. Tinley Wilson on the serve. Here's Deutsch. Not a great dig. And down it goes! We're going to a set three here in the semifinals. The catch charge back. 25-23. They take it. These two teams so evenly matched. And we go to a set number three. A two-minute timeout. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helping me live life better. Complete Chiropractic Care Center. Dr. Stephanie offers services for all ages to help them feel, move, and live better, specializing in state-of-the-art spinal decompression for bulging and herniated discs. Call or stop by Complete Chiropractic to see how they can be part of your health, balance, and wellness.
This is Dr. Stephanie. Come visit us on the east side of the square, downtown Holton.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue? If you find yourself mailing large sums of cash,
it's a scam. At Farmers State Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, KNZA 103.9 FM and the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tedman with you. We're on to a winner-take-all set number three between the Holton Wildcats and the Wichita Trinity Academy Knights. A pair of 25-23 sets. The Knights took the first, Cats taking the second. After a 23-23 tie, they rattle off back-to-back points to force a winner-take-all set three. Silver Lake awaits in the championship match here in Hutch. Hoisington awaiting the loser in the consolation matchup after this. But this one deserves a third set. It's been oh so tight. And should note, in that second set, Wichita Trinity Academy, they scored five of the first 6 points. Cats were trailing early, but they stayed the course. They battled back, made it work, and got to a third set. Again, a pair of 25-23 sets. Knights taking the first. Cats in a must-win set, too. They took that one to force a third set coming up here in just a matter of moments. Thanks again to all of our great sponsors for both KNZA and the Holton Channel, making our broadcast possible here inside the Hutchinson Sports Arena. A set number three between these two evenly matched squads. The Wildcats of Holton, number three ranked in the state. The Knights of Wichita Trinity Academy, they are the number five ranked team in the state of Kansas in the 3A classification. Tinley Wilson, Emily Ditzler, Rebecca Lassie on the floor huddled up with Kinley Fluke, Marley Gilliland, and Chloe Black for head coach Crystal Bontrager and company. Excited to bring you this winner-take-all set number three with a trip to the Class 3A state championship match on the line. Near side to far side, the Cats will hit here in this final set. Kinley Fluke will be the opening server here in this third set. Liberos are on the floor now for both sides. Ava Deutsch for the Knights. Bailey Catherines for the Wildcats. Here we go. Kinley Fluke gets the sign by the officials. And here we go. It's the winner-take-all set number three. Here's the setup for the Knights. Tapped over by Holton. Knights are resetting. Not a good set. Scrambling here are the Knights. Wilson able to push it across. Another good save by Deutsch. Now this one's tapped down by Audrey Smith. Here's Chloe Black from the back row. And Wilson with the right hand gets it across to the Knights. They're going to reset. Here's Liggett on a spike. Good dig by Catherines. Here's a front set by Fluke. Tinley Wilson teed it up, but she hit it too long. And the Knights take the first point here in set three. It is 1-0. For what it's worth, the team that scored the first point in each set won that match. So the Knights, a 1-0 set 3 advantage. Here we go. First Knight serve. Here's Catherine's back row up the fluke. Here's a bat set for Wilson. She puts it down, and that one tipped around, and the Cats tie it up at 1 apiece. Good job by Tinley Wilson there. She'll get the serve now. 1-1 tie here in set number 3. Winner take all. Winner moves on to the state championship match where Silver Lake awaits. Here's Tinley Wilson on the serve. Sends it across to Deutsch. Hit it awkwardly to her left, but the Knights scramble and get it over on a free ball. Here's Catherine. Up the fluke. Taps it to Ditzler. Battle at the net on the side of the Knights. Deutsch launching it. It's way out of play, and then the second hit is too long, and the Cats have their first lead here in set 3. It is 2-1. Back-to-back points here for Tinley Wilson beyond the service line. Bounces it down a couple of times, waiting for the squad to set up front. Wilson, Catherine's, Fluke, Ditzler, Black, Gilliland on the floor, and that's going to be a service error by Wilson, and we're tied at 2-2. Neither team has had really a ton of mistakes beyond the service line, but any of those here in this final set are going to be more magnified than ever. 2-2 tie here in this winner-take-all set 3. Ava Deutsch back beyond the service line. Staggered stance, approaching and sends it across to Catherine. Up to Fluke. She'll push it over to Black. Kind of awkward, but she gets it off and over with the right hand. Now Deutsch setting it up. Tapped across here to Tinley Wilson. Fluke, back setting. Gilliland on the spike. Deflected and down for the Knights' point. Good defense up front. Schellinger charged on that defensive front to give the Knights a 3-2 lead. Back-to-back points for Wichita Trinity Academy. It is the final set here in this semifinal matchup. Pair of 25-23 sets. Knights taking the first, Cats taking the second. As Catherine's on the dig and scrambling, and that's going to be an ace for Deutsch. It's a 4-2 Knights lead here in set 3. They have rattled off 3 in a row. So here is Deutsch. She takes a pretty good 3-step run at it, lifts the legs, fires it with the right hand. Off the hands of Catherine's, Wilson gets it up to Black, she gets it over, another good run down by Deutsch. Tap down with the left hand to Fluke. Wildcat's going to push it up, resetting, Black on the spike, got it through the double team. Chloe Black gets the catch to within one here early in set 3, it's 4-3 in favor of the Knights. Emily Ditzler now, senior to serve. A key alternate in the state tournament run last season in the 4A class. She sends it across. Knights will get it. Front of the net. Here's the left-handed spike. Ditzler there with a nice dig. Up to Fluke. Here's Black again. Through the double team. Same result as the last point. Back-to-back points for the Cats. And we're locked at 4-4 in this winner-take-all set number 3. Another serve by Ditzler. Gets it across. Knights want to set it up. Front of the net. There's the set. There's the spike. And that one too strong. And the Cats take a 5-4 lead. Boy, it was well set up front for the Knights, but a miss hit there. So after Wichita Trinity Academy rattled off 3 straight, the Cats have rattled off now 3 in a row. Here's a back set for Eklund. There's the spike. And she gets the points off the left hand of Fluke. And now a 5-5 tie here in set number 3. Said it a couple of times, but it has been so evenly matched between these two. And I think a deserving third set. And we're 5-5 here as the serve is sent to the near side. Phillips, here's the set by Fluke. Lassie tapped, but on the side of Holton off the deflection. Now middle left, another good defensive play by that Knights front. Back to Phillips, a back set for Gilliland. She'll get it across. Now Deutsch. With the bump, there's the set, there's the tap down, played well by Gilliland. Now Fluke, leaning back, Chloe Black, battle at the net, it's one down and a point for the Cats. A 6-5 Holton lead now in set number 3. Winner take all set 3, of course. And just, I don't know, trip to the state title match on the line. How about this? Back to serve Faith Olberding, the sophomore. Bouncing it down a couple of times, spins it in the right hand, sends it across with the left. Nearly got an ace, and now scrambling. It's going to be a free ball here, and into the net it goes! A miss hit there by Sloan Carey, and now Holton a 2-point lead. It's 7-5. It is a 5-1 run here for Holton. since they got down 4-2. Another lefty serve by Oberding. Deutsch to the front of the net. Tapped over by Schellinger. And now a chance here for Chloe Black. Puts it down for the Wildcat points. It's 8-5, Holton here in set 3. Chloe Black, just a sophomore. So crucial all year long. A big point there. Catch by 3 in set 3. They got the momentum on their side. Lassie taps it down. Stuffed at the net. Becca Lassie, a 9-5 lead. Knights call a timeout. Holton 9, Knights 5. Winner take all set 3. Trip to the state title match on the line. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Granite Road Greenhouse, Nursery and Garden Center in Soldier. Turn your yard into a masterpiece. From plants and trees to professional landscaping and consulting, their team is ready to help you grow something amazing. Granite Road Greenhouse, where your outdoors comes alive. Heather Schrick, attorney at law, focused on resolving conflict with heart. Proud to support Holton Athletics. Visit www.heatherschricklaw.com. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, Chance Lincoln Studio. I'm Brandon Tadman here from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Winner take all set 3 with a trip to the Class 3A state title match on the line. The Holton Wildcats have rattled off 4 consecutive points, and they're on a 7-1 run, forcing the Knights to call an early timeout here in this third set. Right now, Cats 9 and the Knights 5. Thanks again to all of our great sponsors here across the MSC Sports Radio Network, making this broadcast possible both on the air and on the Holton Channel. Can the Cats keep the momentum out of the timeout? Knights desperate to break this serve. Oberding sends it across. Whitfield gets it back from the set. Now a good play here by Deutsch to keep it alive. A free ball here for the Knights. They get it over to Lassie. Here's the set. Right back to Lassie, middle of the floor. Good dig, though, by Olivia Johnson for the Knights. Now another chance here on a spike, and it's set too long by Whitfield. 10-5, a double-up lead here for the Cats. Their largest lead in any set at any point here today. Momentum on the side of Holton. Another Faith Oberding serve. Deutsch down to a right knee to get it into the air. Here's the set. Here's the spike off the deflection. And the Knights really needed that one as Carey put it home to make it 10-6. That stops a run of 5 consecutive Holton points. And that run was 8-1 for Holton. They lead it 10-6 here in set 3. Lassie with the set. With the spike by Emberly Allen, not much behind it. Another good dig by Deutsch, now middle of the floor, sent across by Liggett. Here's Holton to Black, on the spike and on the kill, Chloe Black again. 11-6, Holton here in this winner-take-all, set number 3. They get the serve right back. Here's the serve by Chloe Black. We've not seen a ton of aces here in this matchup on either side, and there's a good spike. Scrambling it down. One too many hits for Holton. Great hustle, but the Knights get the point. Open 24 hours a day. It's 7-11. Cats with the 11. Knights with the 7. Winner gets Silver Lake in the title match. Can it be Big East against Big East? We're going to find out. But right now, Holton, another point there by Tinley Wilson. 12-7. They're up 5. Once again, tied for the largest lead for the Wildcats at any point in this matchup against Wichita Trinity Academy. Here's Bailey Catherine's, the senior, to serve. Middle of the floor, sends it over with the right hand. Deutsch chasing it down, wasn't a good dig. Now pushed way high into the air, and a free ball into the net! A missed hit by Carey. It is 13-7, now Holton by 6. Momentum on the side of Holton right now. Another serve here for Bailey Catherine. Send it over. Put up into the air by Whitfield. Here's the set. Liggett the spike. Right to Chloe Black. Here's the setup by Oberding. And Tinley Wilson again. It's going to hit the pole on the left side. That'll be a point for the Knights. Knights get the serve back, but Holton's lead here in this winner-take-all set 3 is 13-8. Behind the service line now is Grace Barrett for the Knights. Now seven low dribbles, spins it in the left hand, swings the right arm through with the serve. Catherine's a tough hit. That's going to be an ace. Back-to-back points for the Knights, and it's 13-9 Holton. So much coverage across multiple networks here today, multiple classifications here on Championship Saturday for state volleyball. Here's the setup for Tinley Wilson. Got a good jump at it off the deflection. A scramble mode here. Deutsch. And on a free ball, they get it back over. No, the play is stopped, and they're going to say the Knights are in the net, and it's a point for the Cats. 14-9, lead back to 5. They have led by as many as 6 here in this winner-take-all set 3. 14-9, Holton. Kinley Flute back to serve. Sends it on through to Deutsch on the back row. Does a 360 spin in the process, and there's a good spike, and there's a good kill for Audrey Smith. Knights are going to have to put a little run together. 14-10 in favor of Holton. It is, though, a 3-1 run here over the last 4 in favor of the Knights, as Liggett now beyond the service line here for Wichita Trinity Academy. 14-10 Holton, winner take all set 3, and that's going to be an ace for Liggett. Dropped it down on the shoestrings of Kinley Fluke, and it's 14-11. Cats lead trimmed to 3. Haven't seen a ton of aces again by either side. It's been sharp on the back row for both. 14-11 Cats here. Winner take all set 3. Here's a setup for Ditzler. Her spike is too long. And now it's 14-12 as the Knights chipping away at it. Holton just had a lead as high as 6 a little bit ago, but now it's down to 2 at 14-12. Midway point of this winner take all set number 3. Silver Lake awaits in the title match. Here's Ditzler off the top of the net. Back set by Fluke. Wilson on the spike. Wilson with the kill. 15-12. Holton by 3 in the winner take all set number 3. Wichita Trinity Academy had to burn an early timeout. They have one left. The Wildcats have both of theirs in their back right pocket. Here's Wilson on the serve for Holton. They lead at 15-12 here in set 3. Here's a back set. There's a spike. Catherine's there with the dig. Now Fluke pushing. Chloe Black on the spike. Chloe Black with another kill. Chloe Black back-to-back here for the Cats. Their lead is 16-12. Another serve coming up for number 21 and junior, Tinley Wilson. Not much lift with the leg, sends it across with the line drive. Here's a back set for the Knights. There's the spike, and it's set too long. A miss hit by Eklund. 17-12 Cats, and the Knights have to call their final timeout. 17-12 Holton, trip to the state title match on the line. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you ready for a yard that you can be proud of and maybe a little more time to enjoy that yard? Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton is owned by Austin and Mariah Gibson. And besides mowing and trimming, they offer weed control and fertilizer, pre-emergent for crabgrass, seeding, and aerating. And they even do garden tilling and spray trees for bagworms. Call Grassroots Lawn Care at 785-872-0118. Take the first step towards a lawn you can enjoy. Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton is where satisfied customers send their friends. Call 872-0118 for Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Semifinals here in Hutchinson in the third and final set. Winner take all out of the timeout by the Knights. Holton 17, Knights 12. Brandon Tabman with you, Chance Lincoln Studio. Appreciate the viewership on the Holton channel as well. Courtesy of MSC Sports, Silver Lake awaits the winner in the championship match here in the 3A classification. Out of the TO, here's the serve by Wilson. Knights need a rally here. Left-handed tap, and that's a big point to break serve out of the timeout. Audrey Smith, the 6'3 senior for the Knights, makes it 17-13 Holton. Back to serve, Ava Deutsch here for Wichita Trinity Academy. Goes way left beyond the out-of-bounds line, and does kind of a half-circle run at it when she serves it, and has good pinpoint accuracy here to Catherine's back middle row. Here's Fluke setting it up. Chloe Black, better believe, off a deflection, although a free ball here for the Knights. They get it back over to Fluke. up to the front of the net. Here's Chloe Black again, puts it down, and it's going to be deflected out of play. Point for the Cats! Little bit of a pause there by the officials, but Holton gets the point. It's 18-13 in favor of the Cats. Emily Ditzler now, chance to serve here for Holton. She'll send it across with the right hand. Here's the bump up by Johnson. Now the set, left-handed spike, and that is well played by Schellinger. 18-14, Holton. Winner take all, set number three. Knights get the serve back, and it's going to be Krista Eklund, team leader in assists for the Knights this season. We got a few lefties out here for the Knights. Eklund being one. Another staggered stance. Sends it over with that left hand. Here's Fluke on the setup. Becca Lassie tapping it down. We get a whistle. And they're going to say Lassie was under the net. And a violation gives the Knight a point there. It's 18-15 Holton. It was a pair of 25-23 scores. Knights took set one. Cats, that same exact score in set number two. And that's going to be an ace for Krista Eklund. 18-16. The Holton lead is trimmed to two. It's a 4-1 run for the Knights since that timeout they called. Once again, Krista Eklund back to serve. A 5'10 senior sends it across with the left hand to Wilson. Gets it to Fluke. A back set for Gilliland. She had to time her jump, and off the block, it's a point for the Knights. Schellinger leading the charge there. And just like that, a 5-1 Knights run. It is 18-17. Cats lead trimmed to one. They have led by as many as six here in this final set, but in the blink of an eye, it's down to one. Trip to the state title match on the line. Eklund again on the serve. Here's Wilson. Fluke. Here's the spike. Wilson with the kill. Correction, Chloe Black. Boy, desperately needed a point there to keep this lead. 19-17 Holton. Chloe Black again putting a charge into that one. Faith Oberding now to serve it up. Holton 19, Knights 17. Winner take all, set three. Trip to the state title match on the line. Here's Deutsch scrambling a touch. Here's the back set. There's the spike put down, but the Wildcats played it well. Wilson a back set here. Chloe Black off the top of the net. Back row scrambling, but the Knights reset. There's the spike off a tip. Here's Oberding. Here's Wilson. Tapped it over. Gets it off the deflection. Here's Oberding. Up to Chloe Black. Got it off the deflection, a little pinball atop of the net, and now the Knights get it back. Middle of the floor, they send it across. Black gets it in the air. Black wants to get it back from the Oberding set. Got the spike. Deutsch kept it alive. Good rally here. 19-17, Holton in set three. Catherine's leaning to her right, kept it alive. Here's the set. Chloe Black puts it down. It's high into the air. Can Deutsch save it back into play? My goodness, she does. What a play by Deutsch. Here's the setup for Lassie. She puts it down! Becca Lassie gets one! Oh, what a play! 20-17, Holton! Crowd getting juiced, 20-17. Back-to-back points for the Cats. They're up by a field goal. Here's the lefty serve by Oberding. Deutsch, they set it up front middle. Emphatic spike, but it's hit too long. A miss hit by the Knights. 21-17, catch by four. Oberding again to serve. Catherine's, Wilson, Lassie, Allen, Black all on the floor. It was a near ace, but the Knights on a free ball get it back over. Here's Wilson, Oberding, setting up in front of Chloe Black, her spike. Deutsch gets a deflection, second deflection, not there! 22-17, four straight Holton points. They are back up by five. Holton fans on their feet. Lefty served by Oberding. This final set, can the Cats hold on? Do the Knights have a run in them? They right there don't. That one is sent too long. Five consecutive Holton points. It's 23-17. Cats are on the doorstep of the state championship match where league foe Silver Lake awaits. Knights have to put a rally together now. Here's the set. There's the spike. Wilson off the deflection. Oberding to Black. Gets it over to Deutsch. Knights are going to reset here. They push it far side to Whitfield. There's the spike tipped up into the air. Put down by Allen on the side of the Knights. And a free ball sent over. Here's Wilson. Here's Oberding. Lassie stuffed at the net. Good defense by Schellinger and Carey. And it's 23-18 Holton. That stops a 5-0 run by the Wildcats. 23-18, Holton. The serve on the side of the Knights. Whitfield sends it across. Here's the back set. Chloe Black running up on it. Deutsch there in the back right corner. Here's the set up front of the net. That's an emphatic spike, an emphatic kill for Schellinger. Back-to-back points for Wichita Trinity Academy. And Holton's lead now is 23-19. Trip to the state title match on the line. And that's going to be an ace. Make it three straight for the Knights. And it's 23-20, and Crystal Bontrager wants to talk it over. Cats are in front, but the Knights trying to rally. Winner take all set three in the state semifinals. Cats 23, Knights 20. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Courtney Boswell in Holton or call for a free insurance review. Courtney Boswell, your local shelter agent in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here on KNCA and the MSC Sports Radio Network, Chance Lincoln Studio. I'm Brandon Tadman here in Hutch. Set number three, trip to the 3A state title match on the line. Out of the timeout, Holton 23, Wichita Trinity Academy 20. It was 23-17, but the Knights have rattled off three straight, forcing Coach Crystal Bontrager to use a timeout. But the Cats are up three. Here we go, back to it. Black gets it over, but now the Knights can't get there! It is match point for Holton! They have multiple opportunities to punch their ticket to the title match. Cats 24, Knights 20. Holton fans on their feet. Here is the serve by Black. Knights will set it up. Here's the spike. Black on the dig. Olberding, Wilson, tipped up into the air. Deutsch has it. Can the Cats win it right here? The spike tipped up into the air on the side of Holton. And now it is Wilson up front. Off the deflection, the Cats win it! The Cats are going to the state championship match where they will see an incredibly familiar opponent in the Silver Lake Eagles. Final score, 25-20 in set number three. Storylines aplenty across the board here in Hutch. We're back after this. Post-game coverage is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Riley Electric is a family-owned and operated business located in Holton since 1945, and they're your local Briggs & Stratton dealer. They provide services to residential, rural, and commercial customers throughout Northeast Kansas. Riley Electric also provides underground services, maintenance, remodel, and service upgrades and additions. Call Byron at 785-364-2821 or visit RileyElectricKS.com to check out their photo gallery of previous work and generator installations. Riley Electric of Holton, your local Briggs and Stratton dealer.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
At Green Acres Feed and Farm Supply, customer service is very important to us. We make shopping easy by loading everything you buy right into your vehicle. Check out our monthly specials, our online store, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8 to noon. We offer all types of livestock feed in bags, in bulk, or liquid feed with delivery available, along with show feed for show stock and a wide selection of poultry feed, treats, and accessories. We also carry pet food from Diamond, Value Pack, High Point, among others. Visit us just north of Holton, right off of Highway 75.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How about an all Big East League championship match here in the Class 3A State Volleyball Tournament? Brandon Tabman, Chance Link, an incredible rally by the Holton Wildcats in the semifinals after dropping the first set to Wichita Trinity Academy 25-23. They come back with a 25-23 set to win, and the third set, winner take all, 25-20. Two evenly matched teams. Not sure if you could find a more even matchup than what we saw between the Knights and the Wildcats, but head coach Crystal Bontrager and the Holton Wildcats are now on to the Class 3A state championship match, where they will take on a very familiar opponent, and it's an all Big East League title match. It'll be Silver Lake and Holton here in just north of 20 minutes from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Again, Chance Link in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. We owe you another timeout here in postgame, and then we'll have a little bit of a break here on KNZA, maybe 15, 20 minutes or so, depending on how things shake up here. So Chance will take care of that back in the studio. We'll have a little bit of time in between the matches here. But again, an incredible performance by the Holton Wildcats. They did not skip a beat once they got going in that third set. They created a six-point lead at one point in that third set, but the Knights came back, got it to within one at 18-17 after a timeout by the Knights. They were down 17-12. Knights had to burn a timeout, but then the Knights came back, went on a 5-1 run, got to within 18-17. But at that point, Cats rattled off five consecutive points to get to 23-17. Knights came back with three straight to make it 23-20. Final 2 points for the Holton Wildcats, 25-20. Fans on their feet, loving it here. And just an absolutely incredible storyline with Holton and Silver Lake going to be battling for a fourth time here in 2025, but this time it's for everything. The state championship on the line here in just a little bit. We owe you another timeout. We'll wrap things up on this front when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jayhawk TV and Appliance in downtown Holton since 1952 for service and repair and many appliances to sell brand new. A small local business with great selection and can price match the big box store with local delivery, installation, warranty, and service worth so much more. They carry the number one selling Traeger wood pellet grills, interest-free financing, and a customer loyalty program worth the thrills. Jayhawk TV and Appliance on the Holton Square corner north and west. They sell the best and service the rest.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfurt Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfurt Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfurt Meat Company, small town butcher with big time flavor.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, back one final time here, wrapping up the semifinal portion here in Hutch. Again, a rally from the Holton Wildcats to advance to the Class 3A state championship match, where Silver Lake awaits in what is now an all Big East League state title match in the 3A classification. Of course, we'll have it for you here in about 20 minutes on KNZA and the Holton Channel. Wichita Trinity Academy beat Holton in the first set, 25-23. Cats came back with a 25-23 win in set two. And the third and final winner-take-all set number three went to the Cats by a final of 25-20. So a break on tap, about 10 minutes or so. We'll see how it goes. But nonetheless, we'll be back here shortly on KNZA and the Holton Channel for the Class 3A State Championship volleyball match between the Holton Wildcats and the Silver Lake Eagles. A quick timeout. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's your